What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Kinda Funny Morning Show for Monday, March 26th. I really gotta start putting that date in my head beforehand so I don't totally screw that up for all the audio listeners out there who are probably like momentarily thinking, did I lose the feed? What's going on with that? My name is Nick Scarpino. I will be carrying you guys through today's show. But with me for the first time ever on any Kinda Funny content is our fellow best friend and star of the hit TV show Krypton, Cameron Cuff.
Thank you for joining us today, man.
Great to be here.
I will say this. A lot of guests come in. We are blessed that we have a lot of people out there that are doing awesome stuff. They come in. We have a great time. You are no exception to that. You came in. You fit right in. You sat through our entire Monday morning meeting, which was, and you even contributed to it, which was great.
It was awesome. No, the cool thing is, like, being a fan, actually being here and meeting you guys, like, I feel like I've been in this place before. I feel like I've met all you guys before, but it's really actually so cool to see the energy and like the hard work that goes into it.
So it's great. Really awesome. It is great to have you on. Of course, we'll dive into him. Let me rephrase that. We'll talk to him a little bit more about what he does.
Let's get adventurous. Why not?
A little bit later today on GOG. That's going to be at 1:30 p.m. Pacific time today. What's that?
Is that right? 1:30?
Yeah, we have to kick it earlier because I'm stupid and forgot to cancel something. So I apologize for everyone who was expecting that to be at 2 or 3, but it's going to be at 1:30. Pacific Standard Time. We're going to talk about him. We're going to talk about all the stuff he does on TV. We're going to go into some topics about what it's like to be old versus really young in your 20s. And so that'll be really, really fun stuff. If you guys are a supporter on Patreon at the dollar or above level, you get to watch that live and come ask him some fun questions. That will be cool. Let me think what else is going on today. Oh, of course, the sponsors of the show today. We have two giveaways today because we have two sponsors from the show last week that we kind of miffed a little bit. So our first sponsor today is ForHims.com. That's going to be fantastic, and also MeUndies.com is bringing you those giveaways later in the show. For those of you asking, of course, Kinda Funny prom tickets go on sale starting tomorrow, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you guys don't know that we do everything in Pacific Standard Time by now, I'll gladly remind you, because I think it's the best time. Right, Kev?
Hell yeah!
High five. Woo! High five. None of this Greenwich Mean Time or whatever the hell they got
Excuse
over.
Me, sir.
They got over in the UK. Don't worry about Dear the GMT Britain. Time. It's all about the PT. Put the party in tow. I don't know. I don't have anything for that. Of course, VIP tickets tomorrow will sell out fast and furiously. So if you guys want to get them, please log on to, I believe it's kindoffunny.com/, is it tickets? Do we know what that's going to be?
We know what it is. I don't know what it is.
Did though. I just ruin it? Can people go right now?
No, I don't think so.
I always fuck that up. Anyway, either way, 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time tomorrow. That's what's up right there. And of course, if you're watching this on YouTube, we love you very much. Thank you guys so much for leaving comments. Thank you guys for watching the show there. Please, if you want notifications when the show goes live, hit that little bell. That'll give you notifications of what's up there. Let me think that tips. If you want to talk to Cameron and you want your tip read, $5 above level or 500 bits. I still don't believe those are a real thing, but they are a real thing. I have so many questions for you.
Yes, and I have answers.
I keep assuming, because of the accent,
yes,
that you live primarily in the UK.
I do, yes.
You do, okay.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I always say that to Rahul. I'm like, what's it like living there? And he goes, I don't really live there.
Yeah.
I live in Vancouver most of the year and then LA most of the year.
Yeah.
Are you thinking, where do you guys film the show?
Belfast, Ireland.
Oh, okay, yeah, so yeah, it's better for you to be over in the UK.
Yeah, kind of like, at some point, I think I'm going to have to move over at some point. I'd love to.
You gotta do it. You gotta do it.
I love California, though.
It's the best place on the planet.
Like, you have this thing called sun, and I like it. It's nice. It feels warm on my face.
Yeah, but you guys have this thing called great lighting for selfies everywhere you go
this
in the UK.
It's true. It's
everywhere.
Yeah.
It's just nice, lovely, diffused lighting.
Yeah.
And you can do this. And you guys have such a beautiful, charming culture. I love
do
it
we?
Over there. You do. Yeah, when you visit for 4 days.
Yeah. When realize you're not from it, we should be polite to you.
But isn't that the way it always is, though? When you go, you like you purposely choose to see the best of anywhere you go. Because you're like, I'm here for 3 days. I'm going to go like here, 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 and here. But you're not going to go. Like, if, when people come to SF, they're like, it's so great. I'm like, spend 30 minutes on 6th Street, where all of the crazies are. And you will be like, San Francisco's insane.
But insanely wonderful and charming.
There are lovely, lovely things about the city and horrible things about the city. Mm-hmm. I walked, Cool Greg, the other day I went to a mic on 6th Street and I parked way too far away. And it was the first time I ever walked almost the entire length from where it starts to get crazy to where it is like, you feel, like I've never really felt like I was in a sense of danger, largely because, I know you're saying this, I am the champ. I have been the champ. Mm-hmm. People know this about me now.
Uh-huh.
So even people that I feel that don't necessarily watch the content understand that I'm unfuckwithable.
Yeah. You carry yourself like a champ.
I do. I carry myself with the confidence of a much taller man. And I carry myself with the same air of pompous privilege that I feel like everyone in the city does. Yeah. So people don't fuck with me. But I will say, there were a couple moments where I'm like, I'm out of place here. I am not. This is not. So, but it's sad though, because a lot of that's just getting like a lot of the city. Those that charm of the city is getting pushed to that area. So I feel it's all like everyone's on top of each other. Anyway, for everyone that doesn't live in San Francisco and doesn't give a shit about San Francisco, sorry for boring you there. But we will get into the news in a little bit. Here's how the show's going to go. We're going to read some news stories. We're going to talk about Black Panther. We're going to talk about Carmen Sandiego. We're going to talk about Tom Arnold's review of Roseanne. I'm going to ask him a bunch of questions about Roseanne to see if either of us remember the original show. And then we're going to throw all of that aside, and we're going to have the first ever Hour of Impressions. Now, I haven't thought of a name for this.
Hour.
And now that I'm saying it out loud, the Hour of Impressions, you know, like a power hour?
Power hour,
but the Hour of Impressions does seem a little long for a show that's only 45 minutes long, or supposedly supposed to be 45 minutes long. But you blew me away yesterday with your Statham impression.
Oh, shit.
And first off, I was a little disappointed that it was geared toward Tim. Not a big deal. That's not a big deal.
Well, he was like the Fast and Furious dude, you know. So I thought,
I'm also the Fast and Furious dude. I'm the movie guy.
Like you're the keeper of many things.
I'm the keeper of lots of things.
I just thought it would be fair to let him be the keeper of one thing.
He is. Well, let's put it this way. And Cool Greg, you can check me on this one. In Tim's brain, he is the only one that matters. He is. So I'm just saying you could throw me a bone, but that's why I've got you on the show.
Yeah,
you have no choice.
But to do,
you have to do a few impressions for me, and you've said you've done more than Statham. As you know, many people look to me as the premier Christopher Walken impression.
Yeah.
In San Francisco, and we have Andy who does a spot on Robert Downey Jr. and Robert. He only does Roberts though.
He does Jon Snow.
Jon Snow is great. I bet your Jon Snow is great. Can you do the Jon? Save it. Save it for the Power Hour. Save it for the Power Hour. Kev, yeah, let's bring this up. If you guys didn't know we're doing these, by the way, huge thanks to Tyler out there. He cuts these for us. And I haven't watched this one yet. It just came in this morning, but apparently it's really, really good. Let's give this a watch. Are we going to get claimed for the song, though? That's my only question.
I don't know.
We'll try it. We can cut this part out. Wow, that's loud.
Is it?
Yeah, it's doing that weird.
Oh, it's not coming into my headphones.
Well, as long as it's doing it for them.
It's messed up.
Cameron, that's the bell right there.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's the bell.
Sorry, it stopped.
Oh. That's okay. Yeah,
is,
I think we got.
It's wonderful, though.
I think we got the gist of it. Oh, look, it's just me holding up the fucking show on my shoulders, holding up this entire channel on my shoulders, like always.
Put the team on your back.
I do. Yeah. Sometimes I look at my hair and I go, why did nobody tell me it was slanting a lot that way? That's not how it's supposed to go, guys. People in the chat, you gotta tell me when my hair's all fucking wonky wonk. In fact, I should probably open the chat up.
Oh no, that sounds awful. Something's wrong with the audio. I'm gonna stop this.
All right.
That sucks.
I don't know if you find this though, but the Rocky theme, whenever you're exhausted in the gym, always gives you a few more.
There are two themes. This is a great topic for GOG, by the way. But there are two themes that I come back to. Rocky theme, of course.
Yes.
Then there's, for whatever reason, Hans Zimmer's Man of Steel theme.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Where like it ramps. And it starts going and it starts going. And by the time that thing hits, if you are not running full out like Jason Bourne in the Bourne Identity, you're not doing it right.
Yeah.
You just get out of the gym, sir and or ma'am.
Yeah.
Get out of the gym.
If you don't feel like you can physically fly, then what's the point?
Exactly.
That's what it's for.
God damn, I love that. Kev, did you fix it?
Do we know? We'll see you in a second.
It's okay. We can go into some news.
Give me 1 second. Let me do a test here.
Let's see. Matt A. Play says, it's doing that now. Matt, where were you fucking 10 minutes ago? When I looked at myself and thought, the hair, no, still, it's horrible still. Hold on. We're gonna puff it down. Judge it down. It's in the back.
Looks good.
Yeah.
It looks good to me. Okay. That's all right. Yeah,
Thank you. Yeah, you're good. Every time he says it in the accent, it makes it extra special.
Yeah.
Right, well, I do believe
very
you.
Well.
Thank you. Mm. Okay, let's see. Oh, Drewski 2K in the chat says, Man of Steel theme is flipping amazing. It is fucking amazing.
It definitely is.
It is fucking amazing. Yeah, God damn.
The piano in the beginning.
Oh, God. It's so good. That was one of those when again, talking about movies and talking about trailers, that trailer.
Trailer number 3.
Is one of that whole series of trailers they did where they did the same trailer with Zod's VO.
Yeah.
And then, or not Zod, excuse me, with Jor-El's VO. Yeah, yeah. And then, you know, your son's. And then they did it with.
Clark Kent. Yeah.
That was amazing.
Kevin Costner.
Yeah. That was so amazing. I was like, this is going to be a good movie.
Yeah. It's awesome.
Sometimes I watch that trailer. I'll go back and watch it. Zack Snyder. Mm. People have their criticisms of the man.
Yeah.
But the trailers that come from his movies are fucking amazing.
Oh, say what you like about Zack Snyder. He is visually one of the most incredible.
He makes movies that make the best trailers on the planet.
Oh, yeah.
The Watchmen trailer was amazing. The 300 trailer was amazing. And Man of Steel takes the cake. Those are like my top three trailers of all time.
Did you see Watchmen Director's Cut?
No.
Really good.
I'm one of those few people who really like Watchmen.
It's good.
Yeah.
It is a good movie. The director's cut, even better.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. Everyone was like, oh, it's so... Like, the criticism of Watchmen, it runs a weird gamut where people are like, it's like, oh, it's too much of a remake of the comic. And I'm like, isn't that what it's supposed to be?
Yeah.
And then some people are like, oh, they changed it all in the wrong places. I'm like, no, they changed it in good places.
Yeah. Where it makes the most sense to change it.
Yeah, with the giant space squid
versus,
I mean, they make it more directly Manhattan's fault.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I thought that was good.
It kind of works for me.
Yeah. Anyway. I believe I have the audio working if you want to give this one more shot.
Let's give it one more shot. Let's do it, Kev. Mm. Let's do this. Look at him dance. Look at him dance. Go, champ! Go! Don't touch it, it's hot. No, it's hot! Be careful! This is going to next week's recap. Me watching myself with the belt.
I'm a champ. I don't know if you know that or not. There is no morning show. There will be one tomorrow. I promise we're gonna come back. It'll be twice as good.
Top news story, Deadpool 2 trailer right now. I'm
Kev, let's just bring it back. It's really gonna be okay. So if I just watch normal guy on girl or girl on girl or guy on girl on guy or guy on girl, I'm fine. Okay, cool. Great. Great.
Go back to the corner, easy.
Oh my god. Is that your flat deck?
I'll tell you one thing right now. Well, you're a part of the DNA now, sir. Now you're a distinguished guest host, and you will be a distinguished podcast guest. I'll tell you this. A lot of people give me shit for the housekeeping portion of the show being too long.
Got to do what you got to do.
And I can't even imagine how much shit they're going to give me on YouTube for us watching a promo of the show on the show. It does seem a little pretentious. Yeah.
But Chris Nolan would do it. It's the show in the show.
Fuck yeah.
In the show.
Yeah, you say Chris Nolan would do it? Yeah, well, then anything he'd absolutely. Do, I'd do. Yeah. People have called me the Chris Nolan of the internet.
Yeah.
They have.
Yeah.
This show is the Dark Knight of morning shows on Twitch from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
The next level to get to is just show a sheer disdain for linear time.
Oh, yeah.
Because all of his films.
Sure.
Just like time. Fuck it. I hate it. Let's do it.
Did you watch Dunkirk?
Yeah.
I was so lost in that movie.
It's one day, 1 hour. 12 minutes, like what?
Yeah, what is happening? That he can, and don't get me wrong, this is no affront to your people, but all of the British people look exactly the same. So I couldn't figure out which one was from One Direction and which one was like.
Oh, Harry Styles.
So and it was very jilting to see what was going on. But then they cut back to my favorite thing he's ever done, which is Tom Hardy in a mask again.
Yeah. Like, I'm on him.
I'm on him. He's on me. I want him.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
He stands no chance.
I could literally watch him in a plane for 2 more hours.
Brilliant at acting with only this
just
part
here.
Of his face.
Now, you're an actor.
Yes, I am.
From what I understand.
Yes, some people have called me such.
I've watched the first episode of your show. Very much liked it.
Thank you very much.
I told you we were going to pimp out the time and the date at the end of the show. I'm throwing you a curveball. When is it on? How can people see it?
It is on Wednesdays, 10, 9 central, only on Sci-Fi. It's called Krypton.
Stop messing around. When you're done with this show, don't even bother watching Kinda Funny Games Daily. Just go to your DVR or go to your on-demand and go watch the first episode. The pilot's great. When you were taking acting classes, though,
yes,
which I assume you had to have done, probably wherever you went, did they teach you how to act just with this part of your face, just the eyes? Was that a whole semester?
I wish they had. I trained at a place called The Lear, which is in Ireland. It's in Dublin. And it's a classical theater training, so it's very Shakespeare, and you sort of embody it.
I like how you went into a little bit of an Irish accent when you said that.
Thank you very much. Well, Cuff is an Irish name.
And, are you Irish or are you British?
I'm a complete mongrel.
Okay, where were you born, where were you raised?
I was born and raised in London.
Okay, so I'm not, okay.
No, my mum's from Wimbledon, dad is Boston Irish, but dad was first generation, still a family in a place called Waterford, which is where Danny O'Dwyer is from. I believe.
Oh, yeah. Waterford. That sounds right.
You went into a little Danny O'Dwyer when you said Waterford.
Waterford.
We have, obviously, Amy Gills is our one and only Irish best friend, so she's probably in the chat right now, probably freaking out that, because she knows all these places. You know, it's like when people start talking about Riverside, California or San Bernardino, like when people get in like really bad crack accidents in San Bernardino, or like someone gets on crack and then starts shooting up places, I go, oh, that's my hometown. That's where I'm from.
That's where I'm from.
Oh, it's so lovely. Don't go out at night though.
Reminds me of home.
Yeah, it's great. Okay, all jokes aside, let's get into some news real quick before Greg peeks his fucking head around the corner and starts saying shit. This is a fun news story. This came over from IO9. Familiar faces from Marvel's past resurface as production on Captain Marvel begins. This is the Brie Larson helmed film Captain Marvel. Disney just announced that Captain Marvel is officially in production, and the cast list contains some very intriguing and surprising names. They are Jaimin Hatsu, Lee Pace, and Clark Gregg, all of whom have appeared in the Marvel Cinematic Universe before. Of course, this movie is set in the 1990s. Captain Marvel is an all-new adventure from previously unseen periods in the history of Marvel Cinematic Universe. I love that they can do this.
Oh, absolutely. I'm so happy alone just to see Clark Gregg back.
I know, right? You know, we were talking about that earlier, and I was like, it's weird how much you, since we've gone back and done MCU in review, it's weird how much you miss that character as being the guy that can go to all. Like, it became Samuel L. Jackson eventually, but it was nice to have the sort of like comic relief of the Clark Gregg character.
I also think he was such a wonderful function in that he was the guy who loved superheroes.
He was.
You know, like when he dies, not really. In Avengers, spoilers. Like, that was the thing that
spoilers
brought them
all together. Spoilers for S.H.I.E.L.D., too, if you haven't watched that by now. You go watch S.H.I.E.L.D., okay?
But he was awesome, and he was so important to it, and also awesome to see Jaimin Hatsu back. I love him.
He's love him, wicked. Lovely pace.
Yeah.
Have you seen Halt and Catch Fire?
No, I haven't. That?
I think it only ran for 4 seasons, and I unfortunately only watched the first 2 seasons. I kind of fell out with it, but it is really freaking good.
Yeah, Lee Pace is a fantastic
Lee actor. Pace is great. Mackenzie Davis is in it. And I forget the other guy's name, but he was the one that blew up the chair in Batman v Superman.
McNary.
What's that?
Scoot McNary.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's awesome in it. The show is so fucking cool because it's about the sort of like computers coming in, like the 80s computers. They're trying to figure out how to make a laptop, all this cool stuff. So it's like viewing the history of computers in Silicon Valley.
So kind of like Pirates of Silicon Valley type feel?
It's exactly like that. It mirrors a lot of the things that happened, but these are fictitious characters.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and then they eventually go from making like trying to make an IBM competitor, trying to make it like basically. I think they were like, I want to say they patterned it a little after Compaq, but I'm not quite sure. They go from that to then going and like making a company that makes a game that's like playing around with the online portion of it, like the internet, and seeing what all that's going to happen. So it's actually really, really,
that's
cool.
Really cool.
It sort of just shows you the history of that period of time.
Yeah.
Really these people, but not anything that's like factual. And Mackenzie Davis is fucking awesome.
Cool.
She has the best hair in the business. Anyway, I'm excited for this, obviously. It's great to see. It'll be great to see those characters back. And it's cool that they can play around with time. Much like watching the Avengers, or not Avengers, excuse me, X-Men in like the 70s and 80s.
Oh, yeah.
That was always
Days of Future Past, that was my favorite X-Men film.
Even seeing them, like Apocalypse, not my favorite, but seeing them in the 80s, which we all kind of, that's what I recognize, because when they came into, obviously when I came into life in the 80s, very early 80s, and then seeing the 93 cartoon, that was my first touchstone to X-Men.
Yeah.
And they all had that 80s style where like Jubilee had the big shoulder pads with the 80s eye, and like
and
everything was
jackets.
Yeah,
and
it was
so bad
and so good at the same time.
Oh yeah, so
you
wonderful.
Know, Wolverine had his thing with Morph. We don't know what
Morph.
That, we don't have to define it.
It was a beautiful and pure thing.
But they just had a passion for each other. Morph.
Brings a tear to my eye.
Next news story, Kevin. Now, I have a bone to pick with The Hollywood Reporter. Just hold off on reporting Black Panther grosses for another few months and you can just call it the highest grossing superhero film of all time. Stop having to put in the US, in the North, all this stuff. Box office, Black Panther becomes top grossing superhero film of all time in US. It's gonna be the top grossing film of all time. Just let it do its thing. Give it a little room to breathe, Hollywood Reporter. You wanna talk about something? Talk about him. Talk about his new show.
Me?
Yeah.
Thank you.
There you go.
Krypton.
Well, a lot of people at the Hollywood Reporter watch this show to see if we steal all of their news stories and put it on this show. Some people have said, our lawyer Kevin has said, stop saying that because that means they're probably gearing up for a lawsuit against us.
Yes, and you're giving them ammunition,
yes,
as it were.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I unfortunately have selective hearing. I only choose to listen to the things that are a compliment for me and for this show, and nothing that could potentially doom the entire business and put all of us into poverty. I don't like that stuff.
That wouldn't be great.
That's not as fun as going to Starbucks.
Is it saying that Disney and Marvel Temple wrest the crown from the Avengers?
Yes.
The original? That's awesome.
I'll read the story.
That is so cool.
The Disney Marvel Temple wrests the crown from the Avengers. Ryan Coogler's Black Panther has become the top grossing superhero film of all time in North America, not accounting for inflation. They have to say that, of course. The Disney Marvel release achieved the milestone on Saturday after passing fellow Marvel title The Avengers, which grossed $623.4 million in 2012 to boot. Black Panther is only one of seven films to earn $600 million or more domestically, finishing Sunday with $630.9 million to
put it at
number five on the all-time list. The film has shattered numerous milestones since opening in theaters on February 16th.
Yeah,
I mean, it's going to keep going, too. As soon as it hits, it'll be one of the highest, if not the highest grossing Marvel films of all time.
We'll really great film.
They did a good job.
And I love Ryan Coogler. Like, what an awesome director.
It's one of those things where you have to imagine that at Marvel right now, they're thinking, we've got such a great run.
Yes.
How do we continue to tell stories, but have a different spin on them, have different perspectives on them? How do we keep audiences interested? Because when you break down the Black Panther story, it's not altogether radically different than any story they've told, the origin stories, things like that.
Yeah.
So I think it's really cool that they actually are going out and finding different perspectives and infusing those in and keeping me interested.
Yeah.
Because as we've already established, I'm the most important person in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I assume that everyone is catering to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's awesome when people go out and say, hey, what do you have to say about this?
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to massive things like superheroes. Because these are such universal characters that belong to everyone. So everyone has a different perspective. But the cool thing about Ryan Coogler, and I believe this is true, his first three films, as far as I understand it, Fruitvale Station, Creed, and Black Panther. Is there any director in the history of ever who's had a better start?
I don't, like, well, no.
Whoa.
I mean, I would, of recent note, there have been a couple people that I've followed, Ryan Coogler being one of them. Damien Chazelle has had a meteoric
rise
to fame. He went from Whiplash, which put him on the map, to La La Land, which was a musical that everyone started talking about, which is, so you know when you can put a musical out there and people love you, that you're
like,
doing
wow,
the right thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But Coogler's awesome because he's from up here. That's why he chose Fruitvale Station as his first film out of school.
Yeah.
It's obviously something that hits close to his heart.
Yeah.
And so he was able to kind of approach the family and say, hey, you know, I'm from up here, I understand, this is what I want to do, this is the story I want to tell. And he got Michael B. Jordan involved.
Yeah,
Michael B. Jordan, of course, like, he's one of those guys that has become huge because he's so good. Not to say that there are actors out there that have, but you know, a lot of different things play into it. But you see him like young in The Wire, right?
Yeah,
and you're
this
kid's got something.
He's really talented.
Yeah. And then you see him in like Chronicle, and then you see him in all these other movies where you're like, man, this guy's just building it. Had a little bit of a dip there in the Fantastic Four. We don't talk about that.
We don't talk about it. He doesn't talk about it. No one talks
Nobody
about
talks
it.
About it.
No one wants to see it.
No.
I Did saw it happen?
No.
No.
If a movie comes out and nobody sees it, did it really happen? Yes, says Fox. Yes, it unfortunately happened. But yeah, listening to Ryan Coogler speak, the guy just thinks on a different level.
Yeah.
It's times like that that I look at him and go, I'll never be that. Yeah, that'll never happen.
I think the interesting thing as well about Black Panther as well is that, you know, with Marvel movies, you have a certain amount of lighting states. You know, they have a color palette that's already sort of predefined. There's only a certain amount of movement and wiggle room within there. But the way he uses the camera, the way, like, that fight scene in Korea, like, like that wanna, that was amazing. Visually, he did really, really distinctive, interesting things within the framework of a very large studio picture, which is not easy to do.
I agree. Looking forward to seeing it again as we continue through the MCU in review. Actually, are we watching that? Yeah, we have to watch it again, right? Oh, no, we already did the review for it, right, Kev? I'm going to watch it again.
I am also going to watch it again.
That one and Thor Ragnarok, I'm definitely watching those again.
I watched Ragnarok on the plane recently. I love Taika Waititi.
I watched it 2 weeks ago
because
my wife was like, oh, I haven't seen this yet. I'm like, really? Bah! Immediately rented it. She was like, do you want? I was like, it's on. We're watching this.
Have you guys seen Will the People?
I haven't seen Hunt for the Wilder People, but I have seen What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, and What We Do in the Shadows is great.
It's so fucking funny.
Good.
Have you seen Hunt for the Wilder People?
No, I also...
Watch it. It's on Netflix.
That's the one about the kid, right?
It's the one about the kid. He's going to be in Deadpool 2. He's awesome.
Oh, that's the kid.
I don't want to tell you what it's about because it's so wonderful.
All right.
But Sam Neill at his best.
Okay.
It's so good.
Yeah, that one popped up and I was like, I should watch that. It kind of fell by the wayside for me. But I will say, watch that if you haven't seen What We Do in the Shadows as well. Do yourself a supreme pleasure. Get a couple beers and watch that movie. Because those guys, it's one of those things, not to back up again, but like, I would love to sit with them and be like, how long did it take for you guys working together before you figured it out?
Yeah.
Because that shit did not happen overnight.
Yes.
That troop has to have been working together for like years to have developed that rapport and that level of ability to improv with each other. And I can never remember the actor's name. And I always fucking apologize because I can never remember his name. But he's the guy that plays the head of the werewolves in that movie.
Oh, God, yeah.
And he's
We're werewolves, not swearwolves.
He's so fucking funny in everything he does.
So good.
Oh, my God. What is his name?
Oh, man.
Here we go. Hold on.
Where is he?
Let's see. I mean, this is just...
I don't have my glasses.
Hold on. Keep going down. You'll see a picture of him. What is his name, Andy? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Rhys Darby?
Yes. Is that it?
I just watched it over the weekend.
Oh, it's what
do you think?
I loved it. I mean...
It's so good.
Yeah. I mean, I love, you know, I originally loved Flight of the Conchords from back in the
day. Yeah.
But yeah, I absolutely adored it.
Yeah, it's like having the flu, but you know, with flying and blood coming out of your eyes and shit.
Oh God, yeah, this guy's he's so fucking funny. Dude, he's so fucking funny.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely.
He was in, God, I wanna say he was in, was he in Flight of the Conchords?
Yeah.
He was the agent.
That's right, he was so good in that. Yeah. It was him
and
Murray.
Murray
was his name?
Yeah, Murray.
And he'd always do attendance, like.
But he was always so happy, even though he was like giving horrible news to what was going on. There's so something good about the New Zealand accent, that obviously the British people, your people, have a great dry sense of humor.
Mm.
But I'm not gonna lie, the New Zealander,
the Kiwis, they put dry
on a different level.
Yeah. Dude, you gotta watch World of People, man. Have you seen Hunt for the World of People, Andy?
No, but I've heard Elise Willems from Funhouse talk about it all the time, and it's something that has been on the radar for sure.
It's bloody brilliant. If you like that
is
sort
it a
of
comedy?
Stuff.
Yeah, like a comedy.
Mostly a comedy.
Okay.
It's got a more serious undertone too.
The name just made it seem like it was like a drama, like fucking Oscar drama.
It
could have won an Oscar. It is bloody brilliant.
It hits on notes for me of like kind of like a Wes Anderson movie where like it's gonna have comedic elements, but there's gonna be a lot of heart in this.
Yeah, that's
a little more serious than that.
The tone is not.
Is that a Taika Waititi movie?
Yeah,
He's so good. He's so fucking good, and his hair is amazing.
Oh my gosh, yeah,
great hair.
Hello, my name's Cool. Got a pile of rocks stuck over here.
What was the thing? What was the thing? He was like, what was the name of the thing that dies at the end of Ragnarok that he thinks dead?
Oh, bloody what's his name?
I always forget his name.
It's like not Mark. It's like
Phil or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Bob.
Another day, another Dean. Is it Dean? Or
what? People talking in the chat.
Dean sounds right.
He's like, oh no, he's dead. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh no, I stepped him on the bridge.
God, that's so good. All right, Kev, bring this next news story up. This is something that I'm sure Tim will care about. Gina Rodriguez stars Carmen Sandiego Netflix live action feature exclusive. Netflix has acquired the live action feature film rights to Carmen Sandiego and is attached to Gina Rodriguez to star as the title character. Rodriguez, who has won Golden Globes for Jane the Virgin and continues to play that character, began her transfer to feature star with Alex Garland, directed an Annihilation, and continues with the remake of thriller Miss Bala. Sony Pictures releases January 25th. She'll produce Carmen Sandiego through her I Can, I Will productions alongside Kevin Mischer and Carolyn Fraser will also produce.
What movie did she star in recently?
Annihilation.
Annihilation. Okay, yeah. That's how
you saw
say
it, right?
That.
It was that the Natalie Portman movie, Alex Garland.
Yeah. A lot of people would call it.
Oh, Annihilation.
Annihilation. Yeah.
I just
Annihilation.
Kevin,
he adds
gets
H's.
Really annoyed when I add H's to shit.
There is an H in it.
No, I know, but he put two.
In it.
He put two more in there.
No, just one H.
No, I'm saying you put a second H to add the Annihilation.
It's weird. It didn't release in cinemas in the UK. It's only on Netflix.
Oh, it's only on Netflix.
Yeah. So I'll definitely have to check it. I do love Alex Garland, and obviously fantastic actors all in it.
I've had a few people come up to me and say I'd really enjoy this film.
Yeah.
Annihilation. Some people said it was a mixed bag, but I had a couple people that I trust that are deep sci-fi people who are like, I think you'd dig it.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna watch it, but it'll be on
definitely
Netflix.
I loved Ex Machina.
I love Ex Machina.
Yeah.
I love Ex Machina for a number of reasons, not the least of which is watching Domhnall Gleeson and Oscar Isaac talk to each other, and then you throw Alicia Vikander into the mix.
Yeah. Amazing cast.
That's the thing with her is like, it's interesting, I haven't seen Tomb Raider yet, but I want her to do more roles like Ex Machina, because I feel like now she's in the Hollywood system. She did the Bourne movie.
Yeah,
she's
doing the Tomb Raider. Studio films.
She's getting the big push for the big studio films. Make that cheddar. I'm not going to, you know what I mean? Like, let's put that cheddar on top of the burrito, melt it, bam, good.
You can do your own thing.
do whatever the hell you want. Yeah. I want her to get back to that, though, because she's such a nuanced,
she's really good actor. Brilliant
actor. That I feel like she did The Man from U.N.C.L.E. too, and you're like, all right, I see where you're going. I see where you're going with this.
Again, I think that movie's more fun than it gets credit for.
Anyone wants to cast me in something as the pretty ingenue, I'm yours. I will get fully naked anytime you want me to. No. If you want to draw lines on me and make me a computer, whatever, I don't fucking care. Doesn't matter. Fully naked.
The offer's there.
I'm not, I have no shame. And I don't mean I have no shame because I'm well endowed. I just mean literally have no shame. It's been beaten out of me through years and years and years of working with Greg and Tim and Kevin.
As that is such a good thing to have as an actor.
I think so.
No shame.
I think so.
Yeah, yeah. It's necessary.
I'm a natural clown. I have a deep void in my stomach and like my heart from past experiences that I'm desperately trying to fill with people's affection.
Do you feel that there is only a part of your soul that can only be fulfilled by a cheering audience?
I think that if I had a soul left,
yes,
that would be the case.
Yeah.
But I think I'm pretty sure I sold that for Starbucks a long time ago. And now I need a laugh. If you give me a laugh, I get one more day on this planet. If I don't get a laugh, it might be, you know, end game, ping pong time. Ping pong time. All right.
Monday, everyone.
Yes, happy Monday. Set the week off right with a good old-fashioned joke about bad things. Tom Arnold had a very, very interesting, obviously, the Roseanne reboot happened. I haven't watched it yet. This is fascinating. Everyone's like, do we need Roseanne right now? Well, they got, the Hollywood Reporter got Tom Arnold to review the Roseanne reboot, and this is a fascinating read. If you guys remember Roseanne at all, if you ever watched it growing up, I don't know if you ever watched it growing up, if it was a big thing for you guys.
I missed the boat on that one.
Yeah, not a big deal. For me, it was a huge part of my life when I was growing up. This was, for a lot of people who don't understand the cultural relevance of Roseanne, this was one of the first times that there was a show based around sort of, I think it was a Midwest family who was not doing so well. Like, every show is always like, oh, you know, if it was a sitcom, it was always like, he's a doctor or whatever, we're doing all right.
We have the normal tinted rose glasses.
Yeah,
you know,
we have the normal trials and tribulations, quote-unquote normal trials and tribulations of family, but Roseanne Barr came in and said, I want to pull the curtain aside and really show you the dysfunction and the love that can happen in a family that's struggling right now. And so, you know, back in the day, there was a lot of social commentary that was infused in the show that you wouldn't otherwise see because Roseanne took a lot of heat for it. Bringing the show back, it's fascinating, though. I did not realize that she was a little bit more of a Democrat back in the day. Now she is a hardcore Republican. And so you have a character who is sort of different than the actor. And so now it's being infused into sort of Trump land, which is very, very fascinating. And Tom Arnold talks about that. Anyway, if you guys want to see, you guys should definitely give this a read because Tom Arnold is not necessarily.
You're so welcome. What's your name?
Greg.
I'm sorry. Did you? He's going to have to charge you $500 per signature.
Thank you.
On that. So I'm his manager.
Do you want
I'm his manager.
Yeah,
I'm Murray.
Awesome. Do you want to anyone or just
make this one a Jen. Make this one a Jen.
How do you spell Jen?
G-E-N. G-N-I-C-K. It's actually spelled N-I-C-K. You can put to Nick, my best friend, who's better than Greg.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Screen cap this for me. All right. Thank you.
Wait. I was switching over to the one.
You guys are good looking. That's a good looking couple right there.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You guys nailed it.
Pleasure, man. Pleasure, man. Thanks for watching.
No problem. It's always a pleasure.
Wednesdays, 10, 9 Central Sci-Fi. Thank you so much.
There you go.
Big fan of you too, Tim.
Kevin, do you think that Greg did that whole thing just to call me Tim? Do you think that whole thing was a joke just aimed at me so that he can call me Tim?
No, I think he came in with no intentions to be mean to him and then, you know.
And then just saw me and said, let's be mean to Nick today.
Well, I feel like you started it. So
I did start it, didn't
I? You came out saying I'm the champ. You know,
I mean, I am.
He is the champ. There's
Cougar, am I the champ?
Yeah.
Is the belt over there, does that belong to me?
Hell yeah, do you need it?
I don't not need it.
Let me know.
Let's go.
Oh yes.
I can't be away from it for too long. It calls me and says I'm sad that you're not wearing me. It needs the warmth of the champ's soul. Greg's just mad because he fucking lost. He gets legitimately mad. See, I don't care because I'm just happy anytime I win anything in life. Greg is a competitor, and when he loses, he can't stand it. Maybe it's made worse by the fact that I continually leave the belt on his chair so that he physically has to move it every time he wants to sit down.
Yes. That might annoy someone. And it's sort of like Mjolnir. If you don't own it, you can't really pick it up.
I mean, there you go.
There it is.
No, I appreciate it. I just had it clean. He just came back from
See, I recently said over Twitter that I am that horrible combination of very competitive and also bad at most things.
Mm-hmm. That's always a fun one.
Yeah.
That's always a fun one. Because you lose a lot.
Good look on you.
Get
stuff.
Pissed off a lot. I do the same thing.
Yeah.
I cover it with humor, where I'm like, I know I'm gonna lose, so I'll just make a joke about this.
Yeah.
But I'm dying inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Make a joke to hide the tears.
Recently, I've decided to dedicate myself to Rainbow Six Siege.
Yes.
And become one of the best Rainbow Six Siege players on mm-hmm. the planet.
Mm-hmm.
I have since played twice mm-hmm. and got my ass handed to me both mm-hmm. times. But I got two kills.
There you go.
Which is two more than I would have had if I didn't try.
Bravo.
You miss 100% of the kills you don't take a shot at, ladies
Absolutely.
And gentlemen.
That's what they say.
All right. And a lot of people are asking, Nick, when is the Hour of Impressions going to start? Well, it starts right now, ladies and gentlemen. Kevin, roll the graphic. All right, cool.
I like to
throw it out there every once in a while to see what he's going to do. Because he's like, because the first, he's such a good producer. He's like, wait, do we have a graphic? And then he realizes Nick's just fucking with me again, isn't he?
That's exactly right.
Next time you're on the show, here's what I'm going to do. Mm-hmm. God's honest witness. I want to do this at some point this week as well. We're going to make an overlay
mm-hmm.
of the different faces. And then we have to go into the face with just the mouth cut
yeah.
out.
Yeah. And
then we're
just
gonna do?
Yeah, put walking right there.
Yeah, and, gonna be, you know, it's gonna be walking versus.
That's fine.
It's
you know,
fine. Andy!
It's not as good as yours.
Oh, it's pretty good.
It's all right. It's fine, as you say.
You gotta go into the whisper. Your whispers a little.
You lower the growls.
You get it down in your throat. Mm. Andy! Shut up and come in here. What is he doing in there? He's always fucking doing something. So which impressions, let's talk about this
yeah.
for a second. You got Statham.
I got Statham. Walken. I got Brando.
You got Brando.
I got a young Brando.
You got
a
young
people,
Brando.
A lot of people, because a lot of people do the, you know, you come to me on the day of my daughter's wedding.
Right.
You know, which is easy. I do the, no, you don't understand. You came downstairs at night of the garden. You told me, sorry, kid, it's not your night. Not my night. I could have torn him apart. No, you don't understand. I could have had class. I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody instead of being a bum, which is what I am, let's face it. You should have taken care of me, Charlie. You should have taken care of me.
Got somebody talented in this office.
I know.
But here's the cool
super
bit.
Intimidating.
Here's the cool bit. So you take Brian, you take that young sort of your New York sort of thing, and then you drop it in the back of the throat.
Jason Statham.
You know,
right? And, Jason Statham.
And you end up with an actor. You know. The Fast and Furious. Or as we call it in Britain, the quick and the fucking angry.
Look at that! I really hope that's a thing. I really hope they were like, Furious doesn't translate from America to Britain. We gotta call these people the quick and the angry.
The quick and the angry. Fucking lift off.
So what are we doing? We,
I would like just a conversation. Here's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Statham, you want De Niro or do you want RDJ?
I could do it all, man.
You can do it all. You gotta pick one. You gotta pick which Robert are you gonna do today?
I mean, I'm like Phil Collins. Like, am I playing drums? Am I singing on the guitar? You take your
Did
pick,
Phil
man.
Collins play guitar? Probably. I don't think he did. He was just the drummer and the singer of Genesis.
Andy, can we see Robert's, him play guitar? Let's see De Niro's face.
Let me see De Niro's face real quick.
De Niro's face.
Well, here's what we should do is we're gonna do ours.
Yeah.
We'll finish the scene and then we want you to give us notes on what we can
wow.
on what Andy can do better. Not me.
Right.
Okay.
I'm not, my ego can't take
sure.
that. Andy, show him the face real quick.
Yeah, that's good.
Now show him RDJ's face.
RDJ.
Yeah. That's not bad. That is good. He got the mannerisms.
Yeah, because it's like it's always like it's a quick thing,
mm-hmm.
and then you say I'm Iron Man. So
yeah.
it's always like there you go, I'm Iron Man.
Yeah.
Or it's like
you pretty much just say
what do you know? I'm Iron
yeah.
Man.
There it is.
Yeah. It's a statement.
Under Roos. I'm Iron Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Under Roos. I'm
yeah.
Iron Man.
Yeah.
You know.
I like that you keep it at the same level of volume
right.
and candor and jokingly.
Mm-hmm.
You don't ever infuse any more emotion into it. That's
well,
why
that's
great.
Key though. It's about the inflections.
Right.
Like with Hugh Grant, it's like right. Good God. Yes. See.
I was nervous. Yeah.
Just rightfully confused and
Do you do a walk?
Terribly sorry. We were talking about this before. It's fine. It's
better than yours.
Shut up.
You've been practicing you for so long.
Shut your mouth. Well, with walk-in, you know, I think it was Troy, because we've had a lot of great impressionists in our years. None as good as Cameron, but
right.
a lot of great, well, none as good as me, but a lot of great impressionists over the years. Troy made a very good point, where he was like, when you do walk-in, you got to pick your era of walk.
It's the same with Michael Caine.
Yeah, Caine's the same way because when they were younger, they had a lot more pep in the step.
Yeah.
They talked at a higher
it's
register.
It's much faster, it's much quicker, and it's actually much higher than you think.
Yeah.
You know, you're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off. It's that, you know, it's much more peppy. It's not much the way, which is
I'm
later.
Michael Caine. That's...
Yeah.
That was amazing. Do you
not
see what he did though? Because
oh,
you...
Oh, was amazing? Or?
No, you interrupted him as he was deftly, expertly maneuvering from Michael Caine in the 70s, from like Harry Brown Michael Caine, to like... to Dark Knight Michael Caine. Mm-hmm. And you and you're in just a perfect show of Andy
Michael
of Caine. Nitro Rifle Ego, you interrupted him like you just
bloody
did
stopped me while I was bloody well talking.
I'm Michael Caine.
You have to say I've got them.
I like to play Michael Caine. Here's how I like to do Caine.
Right.
I like to play Caine like he's in a hospital for a sinus infection. And all he can say is, people ask him, he's just gonna say, I'm Michael
Caine. I'm Nick Fury.
This is what it sounds like when I do Michael Caine. I'm Michael Caine. I have a sinus infection.
That's a bit John Malkovich.
Wasn't that John Malkovich?
It wasn't.
I think you have to do more coin. Like, you have to say coin instead of Caine. I'm Michael Caine.
Like, no, see, now you're slipping into New Zealand. Now you're.
You might.
Oh, no, you're not. You just did your South Africa.
I'm laser beam from the Let's Play Network. Yeah, mate.
There is a subtle difference between Australia, New Zealand, and South Africa.
We don't understand that in the United States. Yeah. We don't even understand the difference between where we're at and the South.
Do you know the difference between the UK, Great Britain, and England?
Here's the deal.
No.
That is how you bamboozle an American.
Well, we just call you guys Brits.
Mm, yeah.
Which I'm sure is a term you guys love.
He's an Englishman.
For us, it was shocking to me. Mm. Shocking to me. That there was more than one UK accent.
Oh yes,
when I visit, even in London, apparently there's different accents in London.
1,000%.
And yes. I was not aware of this because I don't read or think about things that I don't necessarily need to think about. So going
what's
there,
the point? Why would you?
I didn't realize there was like run me down the accents that we have in just London that you can think of.
Oh gosh,
I'm excited for this.
There are so many that I just can't do. But it's, you know, it's like Cockney, all right, you know, how you doing, mate, that sort of thing.
Right.
But then there's sort of like how I speak, which is generally a pretty neutral English accent, quite posh. But then you get some really sort of, you know, posh people around this area called Sloane Square. You know, and they sort of talk like, you
know. It sounds like Boston, like East Coast, like douchebags from the East Coast. But like you have like the Muffy.
Yes, which I assume
that's where that came from.
I used to do a bit of stand-up, and one of my bits was that posh people from everywhere in the world sound exactly the same. Because it's always, you know, I'm not bothered with consonants, someone will pay for them. You know? it's the same sort of thing in America. You know, Binky, where's the order? You know, it's that sort of thing. Like, they all sort of slur. And
yeah.
It's the same in Dublin, there's a place called D4, which is a really affluent area of Dublin. And they're like, oh my God, I love a fucking Volavent, which is a very sort of
it
posh.
It is exactly the same. Yeah. You are dead on.
It's that sort of plummy resonance to it, which is sort of the same all over, I find.
God, they're gonna break down the wall.
What about that?
Yeah.
What about that one?
Oh, you're you think that he does a better Wagon than me. I guarantee he does a better Jon Snow than you.
He's got to.
I don't do much of one. Again, it's not dissimilar from Hugh Grant in that you should always look slightly confused. Egret.
Oh shit, the face is perfect!
I do know some things. You know, ever so slightly lost.
Right.
You bring in a level of actual physical performance that Andy and I are just not capable of. Not so much me.
From the nose up.
It's just... Nonsense.
Yeah.
Andy,
you do got RDJ, man. That tick, yeah, you know, that's the thing. That's what gets you on the ground floor of an impression.
Right.
When Baker was here, I call him Baker because that's we're hip like that.
That's so cool, you know.
When he did Walk It.
Oh, yeah. Who's Baker?
Just call him Baker.
Never said that. No. Ever.
Trying
it out. Trying it out on the morning show.
The old T-Bakes.
He comes in, and obviously the same with what you're doing.
We're so close to him knowing my name. We're so close.
Who? Baker?
Yeah, Baker.
No. You're almost there.
You're almost there, man.
I mean, I don't know if he knows my name either, and I'm too scared to ask.
We were talking about the Cum Gum story, and he was like, yeah, so he was talking to everybody about the Cum Gum story at PSX. And he was like, yeah, so we're doing the podcast, and then this guy right here, I was like, he doesn't know my name.
That's okay.
I was like, dude, bro, he's like, buddy.
And then this one here says,
this guy.
My name tag. Really. My
name tag. But he comes in.
Right.
Sorry to interrupt that long diatribe on how
appreciate
much you, your love affair with Troy
Baker.
And he, in a second, transforms. Right? Like, he has the look. The blink, like walk in, you have to blink, but not in times that you think you have to blink, you know? And he also, like, you might not know if he's talking to you or not. I don't know. Like, he goes off on a diatribe and he's looking over here.
They're probably
and then he pauses. You can hear
that. Yeah, your wrist went pretty low, though. Yeah.
That's what he does.
He went lower.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, you turned your chin down and went lower.
And then he goes into the throat.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Oh, but for the most part, he's up here, right?
Yeah. Where is it placed? That's the main thing.
Where are you going to be today?
It's crazy.
That one. It is 11:47. Thank you, guys. That was the first ever Power Hour impression. When we have you on the show next, I'm going to write a script. And we're gonna go through it together. That's,
I would
what,
love
that's
that.
What we'll do.
That'd be a joy.
That's what we'll do. I'm gonna write a 10-page script. It's called A Walk in the Park with Walken, De Niro, and Statham. Mm-hmm. And we all meet in a park, a little cafe in a park. I don't know why there's a cafe in the middle of the park.
Yeah,
I'm
nice.
Just brainstorming right now.
Yeah.
Who wants?
Hey, coffee. Chris, it's good to see
you. Oh, yeah. It's great to be seen at my age. 87 years old.
Yeah, you look, do you moisturize?
I do. Yeah. I have a woman who does it for me. I don't know her name.
Well,
but she's Asian.
She works very hard.
She works hard, harder than they should work for me. I don't like it. I don't like being this old. All right, let's go. That went off the rails.
Have
I apologize.
You seen The Trip?
The Trip. Which
the
one
Trip
was The Trip?
Is a series by one Steve Coogan and Rob Brydon. It's a British series. It's excellent.
Oh,
I like impressions.
Is that the one where they just did?
Come on, come here.
What's happening?
Sorry.
Hey, man.
Sorry. Right? Everyone hits their head on that.
Every day. Cameron, this is Joe. He's from the comic shop downstairs.
Dude, it's so nice to meet you. Cameron, how are you doing, man?
Pretty good, dude.
Joe, come here. You put it there. He'll sign anything for you.
All right.
Yeah, you can sign this out. What was your name? Nick? To Nick.
No, this is Joe from. He's
do you want to
Comic
take
Experience.
Oh, I'm Nick.
Comics Experience.
The Outpost. Right downstairs.
Now, can
Joey?
I
ask?
Yes, sir.
Joe, while you're having this amazing experience that I'm going to ruin for you right now, can I ask you, are you aware that I am the current Kinda Funny world champion?
This is important.
And that, in fact, I had to beat one Greg Miller to become it, and he has to admit that I'm the best gamer in this office.
Okay.
Just wanted to know.
Okay.
Kevin, give Joe the one. Somebody screenshot this for Joe.
Wait, hold on one second.
Look
hold
at that
on,
camera
on.
Over there. Hold on, the far one.
All right.
This
there you go. Yeah. Yeah. Your screenshot.
Go ahead. Go a little
scooch
lower,
in just a little bit more
than
this way. Toward me. Toward me.
You look at the TV down there. You see it. Do you want to go this way, Joe?
There we go. Oh, sorry. I said toward me. I fucked up.
Gotcha. Come on, Nick.
Just scooch. Here we go. Just push the. There we go. Okay. Both you guys go a little bit more to that way. Go a little more that way. There we go. There it is.
Wait.
Smile and screen grab. Say everybody. Say Nick.
Nick, tweet it at Greg. I'll
there you go.
All right, cool.
All right,
thank you.
Fantastic. All right, cool. Cool. Fantastic.
Dude, thanks so much, man.
No,
did you like the show?
Yeah, man. No, I was surprised. Yeah, no. I wanted to
wear that's good, man. That's what we want to do.
No, it looks dope.
Awesome, dude. Thank you for watching.
Thanks, man. All right, cool. Sorry. It's just a pleasure meeting you.
Oh, dude. Thank you so much. Greg, wasn't it? It was great.
Keep it up, cool, Greg.
Oh, wow. Greg, I'm going to go ahead and ask if there are any more interruptions. You interrupt your own stupid show. Not my show. All right, guys. That was it for the first ever inaugural Hour of Power of Impressions with Cameron Cuff. My name is Nick Scarpino. Thank you guys for joining us. I forget the other guy's name, but so does Troy Baker. So it doesn't really matter. P.S. I Love. Oh, no. Sorry. Tips. Let's read a couple tips first, and then we'll go into P.S. I Love This Best Friend. XOXO. I have so many fucking tabs. I don't know why I keep them all open. I don't know why I do it. Look how many tabs I have.
Close them. There's
that's
too many.
That's impressive, man.
It's not. It makes your computer run slower.
I know.
I was going to say.
That's what that's what happens. That's what's going to happen. All right. Couple tips came in. Thank you guys so much. Bloop Dude says, I hope Nick has not seen this yet and gave us a clip that will, of course, go through the Great Wall of Kevin. Mm-hmm. If Kevin doesn't like it, then
no,
we will
we don't
not
have
it.
To see all of it, but do you want to see it? It's a
sure.
trailer.
Pull okay. it up.
There it is. Ready? Ugh.
This is awesome.
You're gonna love this. Mask, no one knows what's underneath the masquerade.
Mask, what's underneath obtuse with regular faces. All right, no. Mask, no, I'm kiboshing this. Largely because it's making fun of MASH, Mask, and I don't like that. Otis Spunkmeyer says, hey Nick, Tim mentioned it last week, but any chance the LaCroix shirt will be restocked? Also, any details on what the prom VIP tickets will entail before they go on sale? Thank you. No details, but you guys will have all those details tomorrow at 11 a.m. I believe the LaCroix shirt is gone. I think that was an exclusive shirt that we're doing. Joey! Gone. I'm pretty sure it's gone. I'm sorry, guys. But we will have another fun one for you guys soon. K-AMBI says, been watching you guys since the beginning of the year, and I just want to say that I love what you guys are doing and keeping it up, but since daylight saving times, it's not PDT, not it's now PDT, not PST. Thank you for the correction. I'll just say PT from now on.
That's what I
the
was
LaCroix
doing.
Shirt,
yeah.
Gone, right? Kaput.
LaCroix shirt, gone. Video games are cool, very close to being gone.
Very close to being gone.
Once they're gone, they're gone.
Those are shirts that we, did we tell the audience they are exclusives? Like they're limited runs, rather.
I believe so.
So that's on you guys. You know, I don't pay attention to things. But they are limited runs, exclusive. LaCroix shirt, if you screw that up, you can't get it ever again until we bring it back at some point. Video games are cool shirt, on the way out. Very close to the way out. Just like Kane and Walken. They're almost there. They're clinging on. They're going to be there soon. 500 Cheers have come in and says, hey, Cameron, do you think there will ever be a Green Lantern to appear on Krypton?
The whole show was devised as a way into the DC universe, devised as a way into the cosmic end of it, and we feel that the Green Lanterns will be a really, really good fit for us. Not this season, but potentially in the future.
That's a really good answer that you just, it just appears like you just came up with that. Like you haven't answered that question before.
Never,
and
never
you haven't been prepped on that question before.
Nope.
Straight off the top of his head.
Not even slightly.
I love that, by the way. If you guys can figure out a way to make that work, that's so fucking cool. Because I feel like the Lantern Corp is, I mean, obviously it's just world building, lore building, rather. So that's cool. All right, P.S. I love this best friend, XOXO. Is your opportunity to nominate someone in the community you feel like is doing a great job at being a stand-up person. Joe Mertens is shouting out Snowbike Mike. Says, not only was this dude generous enough to throw out some voucher codes last night, thanks, Mike, but he even sent one of his followers a code for Sea of Thieves so she could join him in the high seas mayhem. Nice work, sir. That is fantastic. We're a huge fan of Snowbike Mike here. If you guys don't know, Snowbike Mike has been supporting us at the Google Hangout level on Patreon for a very, very long time. Every single solitary time we do this hangout with him, he opens it up like it's a podcast. It wasn't until, like, he treats it like a podcast. Like, what's up, sports fan? I'm Snowbike Mike. We're coming at you here with Nick Scarpino, Greg Miller, Tim Gettett, and ask us questions. We do an amazing show. And it wasn't until the fourth or fifth time that we realized he wasn't recording that. He just wanted to do that.
Just wanted to hang out.
Just wanted to hang out and that's podcast cool, with us. And we're like, why don't you just record this?
That's
and
really
he was
awesome.
Like, no, man.
Hey, Nick, you know Skizza, right?
Yeah, Jamie.
She gifted us a subscription to him so we could drop the pugs now.
Drop the pugs?
He does this thing. You look at the chat.
Oh, he drops pugs?
That's his thing. He has, like, his own emote.
Oh, shit!
Because he has Steph Curry and Klay Thompson. You know those little pugs?
Oh my God, I love that.
Yes,
I saw, I was down in Palo Alto shopping with my wife, as one does, and we saw not one, not two, but three just insanely fat pugs being walked. There's this, that you could tell they were a family of pugs. This couple was walking, and I was like, you have three, just give me one, just one.
Isn't it unfair? I love dogs, and everyone has so many.
You can't have a dog, though.
No,
you're all over
no,
the place.
I'd be a very bad dad to a dog right now.
Yeah, me too. You and I, we just have, we have to get on the old private Learjet. You know,
that
sci-fi money, just you and me hanging out whenever
absolutely.
You want. I'm there. I'll come to Ireland with you. Whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
You feel like bringing me on, whatever. I'll just do a set visit or whatever.
Yeah,
not
awesome.
Inviting myself. Just send the jet. Send the jet. All right, ladies
send
and gentlemen.
The jet.
Last week, we had an episode that went down, unfortunately. So today, we are going to be doing two giveaways because we have two illustrious sponsors who are helping to make this show happen. Our first sponsor coming at you hot. From last week. Oh, by the way, if you don't know how to win the giveaway, four ways. Be in the chat, be a Twitch subscriber with Amazon Prime, be a supporter at the $2 above level on patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Those all get you entered into a chance to win. This first giveaway is brought to you by MeUndies. You want to look good in your underwear and be comfortable, right? You're jacked. You probably look good in your underwear. Take your pants off. No, I'm joking.
What?
Don't do that. You can't do that on Twitch. But that perfect balance is hard to find. Don't sacrifice style or comfort. Check out MeUndies.com and find the best pair of underwear in the world. Let me tell you one thing right now. Ladies will love the soft, eco-friendly fabric. So soft and touchable. And that's good. Because I like being touched by ladies. I also don't mind being touched by men. 100% satisfaction guarantee. They guarantee you will love your undies or your money back. Yes. That's right, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Let's see, right now, MeUndies has an exclusive offer. Get 20% off your first pair and free shipping. This is a no-brainer. 20% off your first offer, free shipping, 100% satisfaction guarantee. Ladies love it, it's soft, and they cradle the jewels right at the right place. What's happening here? We love it. Just get out there and do it. Tim loves it, Greg loves it. I'm a late adopter of everything, so as soon as they send me a pair, maybe I'll try, but until then, going commando like usual. What are you waiting for? Get your 20% off, free shipping, and their 100% satisfaction guaranteed to get the best and softest underwear you'll ever own. Go to MeUndies.com/morning. That's MeUndies.com/morning. This is a limited time offer, so stop waiting. What are you waiting for? Start wearing the best underwear of your life. It changed Tim's life. It's time to let MeUndies change yours. Go to MeUndies.com/morning right now. Our next sponsor. This next giveaway, actually, you know, we'll give that first one away first and then we'll go into the next one. That's what we'll do. So the first game today goes to a kind of funny patron. Thomas Layfield gets Paranormal Activity VR on the PS4. Congratulations. Thank you so much for your support over on Patreon. We appreciate you for that. The next giveaway is brought to you by 4Hymns. That's right. Now, I will say this. In my life, I used to have an amazing thick head of hair. when I was in my early 20s, before the stresses of the world hit me, I had a hairline that was like you could cut cheese on it, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that means.
But
it's not bad now, and here's why. Because when I noticed my hair was thinning, I did something about it.
And that is
where 4Hims comes in, ladies and gentlemen. I have been taking some stuff, some precautions to make sure my hair is stayed the way it is right now, not the least of which is finasteride. Well, if you guys want to try that, you can go to 4Hims.com right now, and you can sign up for one of their packages. They have vitamins, they have a shampoo, they have all sorts of hair care products that will help you retain your hair. By the way, if you didn't know, it's a lot easier to retain hair than it is to grow hair back. So if you notice yourself thinning, maybe now is the time for you to do something about it. They make it very, very easy. You go online, you fill out a questionnaire if you want the actual pills, the finasteride pills that I take. You guys can go there, you'll see if you're a good candidate for you. That goes actually to a real doctor, and they will figure that out, and then they will send you the prescription if you qualify for that. Right now, 4Hims.com is a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness, all for men. And let me tell you, I love all those things. I like my skin, I like my hair, and I like my sexual prowess.
Those are all good
things. Who doesn't? Who does not? There's no snake oil or gas station counter supplements. These are actually real things that you can get. They're good for you. Right now, order now. You guys can get a free, get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. See website for details. This could cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or pharmacy. Go to 4Hims.com/morningshow. That is FORHIMS.com/morningshow. 4Hims.com/morningshow. Take back your hair, or at least keep a little bit of it. That last part, I made that up. I'm trying to throw out phrases for people to use.
No, but that's good. And the thing is, I wanted to say, I've been a fan for years.
Appreciate that.
You've always sold your hair short. It looks really good.
It's, again, because I feel like I did something about it. If you saw me back in high school, though, you'd be like, who is that werewolf? Where did he come from? Yeah. Oh, yeah, there was no stopping the hair. It was everywhere. But as you get older, life continues to kick you in the balls. It just does. It does. You're a young, strapping buck, not even 25 yet at this point in your life. You got your whole life ahead of you. Don't get married till you're 30. All right.
My best.
Next winner for the giveaway comes from the Twitch chat. Congratulations to Super Jolly Mac. You have won Songbringer on Steam. Look out for those codes, ladies and gentlemen. All right. It is noon, but that's good, because we have a little time. You guys can ask Cameron some questions. We're gonna go into the old 3 and 3. We'll take a few comments, questions, concerns, compliments, or zany comments from you guys, the norms, and then we'll talk to the subscribers. Cue them up. Let's see what people are doing here. Nick used to have long hair, says Nintendo Boy 89. My sides were shaved because I was too lazy to grow the whole thing out, but I had the top long because I was a huge fan of Steven Seagal in the late 80s,
right.
Early 90s. Yeah. So that's what I did for myself
just
there.
Just the cook.
Now, Steven Seagal, you have to do like he's super high.
Right.
I'm just the cook. Like, you say things, but you have to act in your brain like you're actually asking yourself a question. Am I just a cook?
That's a good tool.
I'm just the cook.
Because the thing is, he does say it with effort. And, you know, it's the, I'm just the cook. You know, it comes out really strong.
It's a little like he's an asshole, and a little like he's constipated, and a lot like he's on the marijuana.
Interesting.
Yeah, that's what I channel on the Mary Jane. Here's a big question. King Eddie says, does Cameron like The Departed? What are your thoughts on The Departed, sir?
Here's the thing, man.
You can disagree with me, it's okay, it's my show, it's almost over, so you'll never come back.
Look, I love that this is the kind of podcast where the movie guy is more comfortable with me liking Daddy's Home 2.
Yeah.
Than
haven't seen
the Departed.
It yet, but I have Daddy's Home 2, by the way, I'm saving for a rainy day when I really need it.
Yeah,
there
sure.
You go.
No problem with that. Mm-hmm. But The Departed's a good movie.
The thing is this. A lot of people have brought to my attention that it's potentially true that I have terrible tastes in movies. Mm-hmm. And I say this. You got to find, the way to succeed is you find a niche. You find something that's not being offered to people. There's a need for it, and you supply that need. Everyone that does movie podcasts on iTunes and SoundCloud and all that stuff and Stitcher, they actually have good tastes in movies, and they try to critically analyze movies. That's boring.
Yeah.
It's boring.
Yeah. No one...
Nobody has a Daddy's Home podcast, that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, there you go.
You and I could start that right now.
That is a niche. I have not yet seen it.
Perfect. You can just start talking about it.
So I need to dive in.
That's the goal, is that most people listening to the show haven't seen it either. They have no fucking idea if you're talking about Daddy's Home or not. They don't know. Just say, hey, isn't Will Ferrell great in that Will Ferrell movie?
Yeah.
It's the exact same as he was in everything else.
Yeah, it's hey, look, I like Will Ferrell. I like Mark Wahlberg. You know, if it does what it says in the can, that's my rule with movies.
There it is.
Am I getting what I paid for?
Have you seen The House yet? The house with Will. It's probably on the plane ride.
Oh,
on the red plane ride back.
Amy Poehler, Will Ferrell, Jason Mitzikis. Awesome.
I think it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah,
I stand
Amy
by
Poehler
this
is
one.
Brilliant.
Ignacio Rojas says, "Sup, Nick and Cameron."
Hey,
sup?
How you doing, dude?
Let's see. Oh, this is the. I mean, again, we have a lot of debates here. A lot of stupid debates that someone keeps perpetuating. I'm not sure who. Gilbert G12 says, "Ask Cameron the most important question: Clerks versus Lord of the Rings."
God,
it's a hard one, right?
This is actually difficult.
I know.
There is some validity to this question. I think there.
Because here's the deal: you want to recognize, you want to pay homage to the fact that Lord of the Rings is an extraordinary accomplishment.
It's arguably the greatest screen achievement of all time.
If
getting
you
those
were,
books on
yes,
film.
If you were a fan of Tolkien and you read these books, and I have to imagine it was fucking amazing for you to see this unbelievable representation of that written word on screen.
Yeah.
Having said that, if you were to say to me, you have to watch all three of those movies right now, or Clerks.
All three of those movies or Clerks? Then it's Clerks.
It's a package.
But the thing is,
fine. You can pick one of the movies that was your favorite.
But also, things Clerks is a massive achievement too.
Huge achievement.
It's like it's a movie about guys
started
sitting around talking.
Yeah.
Like that is huge. That is important. Like we don't get the huge amount of movies about normal people doing normal things. So I love Clerks, and there's a special place in my heart for it. But I'm gonna have to say Lord of the Rings.
All right. Well, you crumbled.
I'm sorry.
You did. You crumbled under there.
I waffled, and he would know nothing about that.
No, because I am as constant as the Northern Star.
Indeed.
That's what I am. Mm-hmm. I've never changed my opinion on anything, nor do I even allow myself to. I think the same things and have the same opinions on stuff as I've had since I was 15. Do you think, hey, Nick? You're a lot more educated now. You should probably change your opinions on stuff. No, because I want to be your constant in your life, ladies and gentlemen. I want to be your Northern Star. I think it's the North Star. I'm as constant as the North Star. There's no Northern. Doesn't matter. Nick, have you watched Wild Wild Country on Netflix yet? Dude, says Quinn D3PO. I just started watching that.
Which one?
It's fucking weird. It's called Wild Wild Country.
Wild Wild Country, I haven't heard.
And it is about a, we were talking earlier about some other stuff, which I realized I made a mistake when I was talking about it. This is about a cult that started, I believe, in Oregon. It's a real story. Fucking weird.
That sounds
wild.
And this is a series?
It is, it's a series. It's a documentary series about this cult. It's a true story.
Jeez.
And it's fucking weird. It is basically Far Cry 5 in real life. It's crazy.
That's scary, dude.
Yeah.
I'd watch that.
Yeah. Very excited about this. Let's see. Oh, WingFan191 says, Cameron, how much input does Jeff Johns have on the show?
Oh, huge amount. We work with Jeff. Jeff was in the writer's room a lot, and he's our executive producer as well, being our sort of line to DC. So Jeff has a huge amount of influence on the show, and he's an awesome guy and also a brilliantly brilliantly talented guy as well.
That's pretty awesome that you actually get to interact with him.
Yeah, he's awesome. Like, look, I'm a huge comic book fan. I've always been a massive comic book fan. So to be working with him and like to be on first name terms with Jeff is crazy.
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it's wild.
That's
yeah.
Nice. Like I'm on first name term with Greg sometimes. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't seem like he remembered.
No. He was a goof.
He's a joker.
Unlike when Troy Baker forgot Andy's name, that was real.
That was real.
That really hurt.
That stings.
Mm-hmm. Not for me though, because Troy has never faked like he doesn't remember my name that I remember. Let's see. Mr. Yasmin300 says, Nick, did you hear the rumor that Jungle Book is the next world in Kingdom Hearts 3, do you think Sora, Donald, and Goofy will sing and dance with Baloo and King Louie?
Excuse me, I was wondering if you could sign this the show's supposed to be over, because I have to leave.
Everyone.
Okay.
Just.
Of course, I would love
to. I don't know how they run things on Sci-Fi, pretty boy, but here we have a schedule.
Yes.
Tim, tell
us. Yes, sir. Yeah, absolutely.
Greg, my name's Nick, and I apologize. Have you two met yet?
We haven't.
I love
Cameron,
your work.
Cameron, awesome. Cameron,
like, how
Andrea.
How do I conveniently but not awkwardly come into somebody who I've never met? I have to be on a plane.
So I understand. If it's fun that now is the time you picked to not be awkward.
Yeah,
as opposed
right?
to the last 6 months that you've... There you go. All right. I love you. I do love you. It's hard not to. Let's see. We'll go into sublime mode right now. Project Tile says, Cameron, if you had to have any of the actors who played Superman be a guest star on Krypton, who would it be?
Gosh. Alive or Dead, if it was anyone who's ever played it, Christopher Reeve, because I just think he was the ultimate Superman, him and his wife Dana, I really do believe embodied the spirit of Superman in all they did and were amazing, influential people, so it would have been awesome to have worked with him on anything, period. Because he was also a great actor.
Yeah.
He was really, really, really awesome actor.
Did you ever see Noises Off? Did you play this when you were coming up?
I know the play
Did you ever do Noises Off?
No.
They did a movie. Noises Off, a version of the play. So it's a great fucking movie. It's a great play, by the way. If you've never seen it, Noises Off is a play about a play. So the first half of it is the play and them rehearsing the play. The second half of it is they actually flip the entire set and it's the play happening, but it's what happens behind
backstage.
The scenes.
That's
it's
awesome.
Fucking brilliant.
I would love to see
it. And it's, I think it's John, I want to say John Ritter was in it. Michael Caine was in it.
Michael Caine.
And Christopher Reeve was in it. And they're just fucking so good. It was like, it was the first time I ever remember seeing him not as Superman as a kid. I was like, what the fuck?
Whoa, this,
he does
this
other
guy?
Shit? That's
it's
wild.
It's the God Superman. Wow.
Oh my God. Okay. Noises Off, so damn good. So it's been like, okay. This is, also, we'll take this one as the last question and then we'll let Andrea do her show. Renee2324 says, how did Cameron find Kinda Funny?
I'll give you a quick one. I was a penniless actor in Los Angeles and I need some friends. And that is what I'll say for now because I think we're going to get onto it on GOG.
That is part one of the answer. Part two in the longer version of the answer. We will see on GOG at 1:30 PT. PDT. Whatever the hell you want to say. DDT. It doesn't matter. Ladies and gentlemen, that is your Kinda Funny morning show for Monday, March 26th. Thank you so much for tuning in today live with us. Remember, if you're on YouTube, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think of Noises Off and The Departed. That would be great. Definitely go check out Krypton. It is on my DVR, so I'll be watching it week to week. And probably talking your guys' ear off about it as well. Cameron, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Today, we'll see you in about, you and I are probably going to have lunch together, and then we'll see you in about an hour and a half. Until then, ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned for Andrea and Greg on Kinda Funny Games Daily. I love you very much. Cool, Greg, cut the feed, please.